Mm-hmm. Had 14 little windows like that in it. All of them had screen on them. But I've got one handmade window in this house out on the back end of that little junk room. Mm-hmm. Rest of them come out of, well, the little ones come out of that house up there, except the aluminums I've had. The mirror there come from, I bought them off my cousin. Mm-hmm. I had four of them, two there and two back in, but I had to take them, one of them rotted out back in, because you know, frames for them. We got some aluminum put in there 3 years ago. Looked like I'm going to have to take them out and put some aluminum there. I don't want no more wood windows.
The space up between the ceiling and the roof.
That's a loft.
And would you still call it a loft if it had a floor in it?
I'd call it upstairs. Okay. A lot of, this house, had, we had upstairs in it when I tore it down.
You didn't put?
No, I just cut it down to one wall.
Mm-hmm.
One high. Yeah, this house had got 1x12 all the way around it from right there. Well, they're on the porch too.
Mm-hmm.
But they run the rough siding, it's just dressed on one side, runs from right there, clean around that house, into that carport, and back around to right there, out by the steps.
How long did it take you to put the house back together to rebuild it?
About a year and a half. Me and them boys piddling along on it. See, I had to use them when they could get off. They had jobs and they didn't help me much.
If you have a lot of old worthless things like old broken down furniture that wasn't any good anymore, what might you call that?
I call it throwaway junk.
Okay. And a woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to do what to it?
Clean house.
And what would she sweep with?
Most of them sweep with a broom. Some of them use now, they use vacuum cleaners.
Uh-huh. Say if the broom was in the corner there and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom. You said the broom was...
In the closet. Broom behind the door.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the...
That'd be wash day.
They'd say they were going to do the what?
Wash it.
What about on Tuesday? They do this?
Sometimes they owned them and sometimes they didn't. When I was a kid, they didn't own them much.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have nothing fine left over.
How would they do the washing?
A rub board.
Uh-huh.
I've washed them many times. My fingers gets a nail, gets a sore, you couldn't touch them hard. Rubbing that rub board. Use homemade lye soap made out of the ashes. We burnt wood, drip them ashes,
mm-hmm.
and make lye soap out of them, put them in a barrel. I can recollect my grandma had an old soap cord. Good, big and set in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Had a hole cut in, you stick your hand in and get a handful and put it in your dishwasher.
It was real soft soap?
Yeah, just like syrup.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't sticky.
What did they call a big black thing that has to heat the water?
Wash part. I got one out there.
Uh-huh. And in the kitchen, where you heat water to make hot?
Kettle. Hmm? That's a kettle.
Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it that?
No, I call it a wash pot. Well, there's two different types of them.
Uh-huh.
There's one type comes up like this, and then it turns out like at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You make a lid and put on that. Mm-hmm. They call them kettles.
What do they use those for?
Well, they use them for wash. We had to make whiskey in when I was a kid.
Did you ever make any whiskey?
Yep.